The final episode of MASH was interesting in a number of ways. First of all, we're talking about back in 1983, and television shows had not been doing final episodes for very long. The Fugitive had done one way back because they actually had to solve a mystery that had been going on for a long time. And it wasn't until the Mary Tyler Moore Show did a final episode that really got people thinking that, wow, viewers would like to have some kind of closure. 1983 is not that long after 1977 when Mary Tyler Moore ends. So these kinds of final episodes are still relatively rare. Many series before that should have had final episodes didn't. Gilligan's Island, the last episode, they were still stuck on the island. It was much later that they made the made-for-TV movies that got them off. So the idea of doing a final episode with closure that ends a series that had been on for a long time was a relatively new idea. Secondly, of course, MASH had been a really beloved series. It had started in 1972. It had been a hit for many years. When people heard that these people were going to go home and the war was going to be over and all of this, they really wanted to see that. Number three, it was marketed. There was a drum roll. By the time it aired, everybody was talking about it. And fourthly, it did something very odd. MASH had been a half-hour sitcom. The final episode was a much, much longer made-for-TV movie. It was a very different form. If MASH had been a sitcom, this was a more like a movie. So it was a big event, and it was something that you spent the entire evening watching. And there were MASH parties. I remember I was in graduate school. I was invited to one of these dormitories to watch it with the students and comment on it afterwards. It became this big lifestyle event. And it had a really kind of schmaltzy ending where they put the words goodbye on written in rock to be seen from a helicopter that really seemed to resonate with audiences. And I think most people still put that up there with the last episode of Newhart, the last episode of Mary Tyler Moore as one of the great final episodes of all time to this day.
Do you recall whether details of what was going to happen were released ahead of time, or did we just know that they were going home?
I think we just knew they were going home. I don't think there'd been any leaks about what was going to happen. And, of course, it didn't have, except for that kind of emotional farewell, there weren't any really big sort of surprises that could have been spoiled, though there were a few plot elements that were very surprising in that show.
There had been earlier episodes where people had died. I think we probably were all holding our breath that everyone would get home alive.
Probably the second most famous episode of MASH was when Henry Blake gets to go home, who's kind of the beloved chief officer there. And he gets to go home. And of course, we find at the end of the episode that en route, his helicopter crashes and he dies. And it was a very, very moving episode. This had a moving element in it that was related to Hawkeye's character. But of course, he gets home alive. We asked, could you have an episode like this in the age of the internet where wouldn't it be spilled? Wouldn't it be spoiled? Wouldn't somebody find out the ending? But, you know, as late as the final episode of Lost, that was well into the era of the internet and blogs and all of these kinds of things. And that remained a pretty good secret.
And finally, we all watched it back then. I think a lot of us will be thinking back to where we were, you know, what was going on in our life back then.
Right. When that many people watch something, it becomes kind of a generational indicator, which means anybody that was alive at that time and old enough to remember is probably going to have one of these, I remember what I was doing back when the final episode of MASH played, or where I was, or even if I didn't see it, all the other things that were happening around me by people that did. But, you know, MASH was an interesting thing. It comes out in 1972, and even though it's set in Korea, it's really about the Vietnam War, which we were now getting toward the end of. It's set in the Korean War, but it's so much kind of about the war that we were in. But that war was already beginning to wind down, and MASH goes all the way to 1983, which of course means it stretches from a period in which we're still fighting the Vietnam War through the 1970s into a very, very different age. The durability and adaptability of that program over that period of seasons was really kind of extraordinary. And it was a show that in many ways kept getting better, at least through its first eight seasons or so.